888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, is calling out President Donald Trump's authorization to launch a precision missile strike last week in Syria as a, quote, illegal military act, slamming the administration for not coming to lawmakers on Capitol Hill to first seek congressional approval to carry out such a strike. It was pointed out earlier to Senator Kaine that President Obama did the exact same thing in Libya. And the senator's response?
It is true, and I criticize President Obama. I mean, we're friends, but when he went into Libya without a congressional vote, House Republicans criticized him, and I did too. When he wanted to use missile strikes against Syria for using chemical weapons, I said he needed to come to Congress, and he did come to Congress on that. He followed the rules on that one. On the Foreign Relations Committee, we voted to allow missile strikes.
And finally, R. Lee Ermey, who became immortalized by playing a brutal drill sergeant in Stanley Kubiak's Full Metal Jacket, died at the age of 74. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study came out that said getting even just one bad night of sleep can raise your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease later in life. Well, what can you do to make sure you get a good night's sleep? Well, Dr. W. Chris Winter is author of the new book, The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Winter, and he says one of the key things to remember when you're trying to get a good night's sleep.
I think one of the most important things you do to get ready to sleep is just relax and realize that whether you get in bed and fall asleep in 30 seconds or it takes a little bit longer, that you're going to sleep, that sleep is an absolute in a human, that nobody's in danger of not sleeping. So trying to minimize the anxiety that goes along with it and control what you can control, which is basically you can control when you go to bed, you can control how you rest, and that resting can do a lot of what sleep does.
Mount Holyoke College held a Women of Color Trailblazers Leadership Conference. Now, at this conference were Women's March leaders, and this was a time for people at the university to get to ask questions. Well, Cassie Dillon is the president of the Mount Holyoke College Republicans. She's crying foul over the whole process and how people were asked to ask questions.
When I first walked into the building, there was no recording, no taking pictures, no anything like that, and you had to submit the questions ahead of time, which I thought was crazy.
So it's
these
not
women
really
are
a discussion.
Community organizers. Exactly. If these women are community organizers, why are they afraid of taking questions from college students?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is back, ready to dive in.
We are at it. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer, and Ludwig is doing his Kilroy impersonation from outside the studio where he's not on, but he's wishing, dreaming that he could be on. So it's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, I can almost feel his frustration.
He started texting before we even went live. It was fun, fun, fun. I'm just telling you. Listen, Miles Bauer, it's been a fascinating week in Washington, D.C. and across the fruited plain. I don't want to, but we've got to start out with this Facebook under question. I enjoyed watching Senator Cruz. The House thing was fascinating. What is your view of the overall topic of Facebook and private information, et cetera?
This is just political theater. They're not going to do anything about Facebook. They're not going to regulate it. It shouldn't be regulated. Nobody is forced to sign up and get on Facebook. So, I mean, I may as well just go down to the local park and watch fireworks on July 4th.
You know what I don't get about it all is, and this is an earnest statement, folks, what I don't understand is, and it goes to your point, Miles, when you're signing up and you're entering all of the information that they require of you to become a member of a free subscriber of Facebook, you know that you're entering that information into the computer. But what seems to drive the Uber left crazy is the fact that you see images of candidates other than their own. That seems to be the problem, because they didn't mind the exact same circumstance. In fact, nobody in Congress, either chamber, at least from the left, a couple people pointed it out on the right, that Obama did this and bragged about it. They were quite proud in his 2012 election cycle about how they were able to garner social media. Some of his own campaign people literally tweeted and bragged about the use of Facebook in scooping social media data. Now, they got it all. Zuckerberg, nobody on the Hill, not a single soul, no peep whatsoever, but that aside, and forget the fairness, because one of the things when I watched all of the sides sitting there talking to Zuckerberg that it felt like was the encroachment of a fairness-style doctrine on the Internet. Folks, if that's that, listen, you're not going to like what you get out of it. And the amazing part is that anybody thinks any of this moves votes, because it doesn't. I've been in advertising or marketing my entire adult life. I got to tell you a secret. It doesn't do anything. It's nonsense. When you go into the voting booth, the last thing in the world you're thinking about is the last image that fake book scooped up and popped back on your side panel. I mean, talk about a group of people that are over-appraising themselves. Oh,
yeah.
My. That's my take on it. And the other side of this, I got to ask you this question, Miles. What is the difference between Anytown USA printed newspaper versus Facebook?
Yeah, and you bring up a valid point, but Mike, I got to tell you, from a technological perspective, I can stand a web server up in Cuba, and the U.S. government has nothing to say about it.
Right.
And I can put anything I want on that server, and if you go to my website that is hosted on that server, what is the U.S. government going to say about it? This is why I've always laughed about how the government is going to try to tax or have anything to say about the Internet. This is so north of the U.S. government.
I agree with that. But tell me something. I've watched other countries, at least according to the news, turn off access to media or to Twitter or certain portions of the Internet. North Korea comes to mind. Iran,
yep,
comes to mind.
China
comes to mind. How is it that those governments do it, but you're suggesting that it couldn't be done by the U.S. government if you were on
No, and it can, okay? And they can do that technologically.
Right.
What is laughable is then, what does the First Amendment mean?
Well, by the way, I absolutely agree with that. You're spot on with that. Here's my wrestling match, though. If you go to, I'm always teasing you, one of your favorite news sources, the New York Times.
Oh, here we go.
But listen, I'm taking them to school, and I'm putting them in the same wheelbarrow with Facebook. They have a political agenda. They lean uber left. Anybody, regardless of your political stripe, that opens up the Washington Post, the New York Times, and a handful of other ones, most of them, by the way, you immediately know that journalism leans left and that the editorial page sanctioned and paid for by the newspaper, leans left. You immediately know that. If you don't think that, you're not being honest with yourself. They lean left. And then I can tell you, having been a candidate before, that they look at, I know they're going to deny this, it's okay, but having been a candidate before, they treat conservative candidates different than they do liberal candidates. Nary a peep about that. Not a word. And I have to tell you, if you were in a state level, state House race, state Senate race, etc., those endorsements from yellow rag, left, hard left newspapers mean a lot to you, even in a Republican primary. But nobody says a word about regulating them. And by the way, I'm not calling for it. I'm saying that there's really very no difference between it. You freely submit your information to Facebook, knowing that they're an ad agency, and that they're going to hawk your... Anyone that doesn't know that, as long as Facebook has been around, is just flatly being willfully ignorant. That topic has said everything else is the same as the Washington Post or New York Times. They lean left, they're hard slant, and I watched in the Congressional Review where they were talking about they don't do porn. Folks, yes, they do. Absolutely, they do. What they don't do is firearm sales. They don't do Second Amendment. They don't do any of that stuff. But they absolutely advocate for crazy, the 83 or latest count I saw was the gender count is up to 112. And you go, oh, my. That's okay with them. They lean uber left. So does the Washington Post. There's no difference. Am I being, what do you think about that premise, Miles Byer?
But you know what, though, Mike? Nobody forces you to sign up on Facebook. I mean, think about it. My son is not on Facebook.
Right. Yep, I agree.
And he absolutely wants nothing to do with it.
And nobody forces you to have a subscription to the Washington Post.
Exactly.
He's going, right now he's going, but I don't have one. Why'd you say that? I think it's a really slippery slope where we're going, folks. The calling for Facebook to be regulated, wow, is that the big gigantic Trojan horse has been slipped into the room. We've got a problem coming. If you think they're going to be fair and regulated.
No, Mike, this is political theater.
Yep.
To cover, say, don't think about what we did for Obama. Let's just make this about Trump.
Listen, do me a favor,
this
Brian.
Brian,
Miles, hang on 1 second. Brian's going to play a 1 minute clip.
Let me ask the question again. Does Facebook consider itself to be a neutral public forum? And representatives of your company have given conflicting answers on this. Are you a First Amendment speaker expressing your views, or are you a neutral public forum allowing everyone to speak?
Senator, here's how we think about this. I don't believe that there is certain content that clearly we do not allow, right? Hate speech, terrorist content, nudity, anything that makes people feel unsafe in the community. From that perspective, that's why we generally try to refer to what we do as a platform for all ideas.
Let me try, just because the time is constrained. It's just a simple question. The predicate for Section 230 immunity under the CDA is that you are a neutral public forum. Do you consider yourself a neutral public forum, or are you engaged in political speech, which is your right under the First Amendment?
Well, Senator, our goal is certainly not to engage in political speech. I'm not that familiar with the specific legal language of the law that you speak to, so I would need to follow up with you on that. I'm just trying to lay out how broadly I think about this.
Very, very nice. Listen, the point of that is that he doesn't have an answer for it because he is not acting. Facebook is not acting as a neutral, unbiased platform. They are absolutely advocating for their First Amendment. I agree with Senator Cruz. That's their right. Folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back and finish that up.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are just getting started.
We are, folks. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer. Listen, Miles, my point in playing that clip before we went to break was that there's a real simple choice here. He doesn't need to be a legal eagle. He needs to recognize something that's as common. I'm a layperson, and I get it. You are either trying to provide a neutral platform, which they're not, by the way, or you're hanging on your First Amendment, which he's welcome to do. But you can't have it both ways. Listen, this show, the Mike Hewitt Show and the MikeHewittShow.com, I've run a lot of ads on Facebook. I've run a lot of ads. One of the things I've noticed, though, over the last year is that when I'm trying to put in the criteria of who is going to see the ad for the Mike Hewitt Show, that's changed a little bit. I can't say conservative. I can't identify any ideological leans now. Now, I don't know if that's true because I maybe stop myself. I don't know for a fact that's true. I know that I used to be able to use those words, and now I can't. My hesitation in saying that's a fact is I've never tried to run a liberal ad. I don't know whether they're blocked or not, but I know they've changed that in the last 6 or 7 months. Self-regulation, common sense, but to Miles, to your point all along, talking about Facebook for the last year, to your point, the folks regulate Facebook by either agreeing to sign on or not. It's just that simple. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's how I'm seeing it.
That is the whole point. And that's why I'm saying this is just political theater that we're seeing on the TV now.
Right.
With Zuckerberg being in Washington. Nobody forces you, me, or anyone else to sign up on Facebook.
MarketWatch.com and this is their headline, Zuckerberg deflects senators' Facebook questions and gets $3 billion for the effort, meaning the stock on Facebook went up by $3 billion during his Senate hearing. I didn't follow the numbers for the House thing. Also, Zuckerberg says optimistic on artificial intelligence tools to flag remove hate speech on Facebook will be developed in the next 5 to 10 years. The problem that I have with that, folks, is that he thinks the Second Amendment is hate speech. He thinks classical liberalism and conservatism is hate speech. And none of the senators nor the House reps seem to be able to get him to articulate that. But I know that firsthand, owning a firearm store and doing a conservative talk show, doing business with Facebook. I'm telling you, that's how he perceives half of America. That's the problem with Facebook that you folks need to decide to do when you're signing up or continuing your relationship with them. That is how I see that. Listen, let's move in a different direction, Miles. Weinstein sexual assault prosecution would be the case of the century, stakes high for DA. Now, listen, folks, I'm not defending Weinstein, but when did, and this is me being naive, let me fess it up front, I'm being naive, when did prosecutorial cases become political? Miles, help me.
Since God invented dirt.
I just think it's a shame that our Justice Department, and that's what I mean, folks, when you've heard me say our judiciary is our single most broken branch of government. This week, we've seen some things unwind and unravel within our constitutional protections and even those things that we just thought were common sense obvious. I start with Weinstein, but where I'm really wanting to go with this is what's going on with Trump's lawyer this week, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess the never-Trumpers apparently have discarded the Constitution in their pursuit to get rid of Trump.
So when you say the never-Trumpers, you're talking about most of the folks on the left and 25 or so percent of the folks on the right. Is that about a fair math equation?
Yeah. And let's also call out, though, Mike, some of those never-Trumpers,
right,
the quote-unquote constitutional conservatives.
That'd be me, by the way.
Who need more time to be able to get their minds wrapped around Trump.
Yeah, that part
wouldn't be.
They mind
discarding the Constitution en route to getting rid of Trump.
Yeah,
really?
Give me an example of discarding the Constitution. How does that statement apply here, Miles?
So, if I talk to my doctor about things, that becomes public knowledge. If I talk to my attorney about things, that's apparently public knowledge now.
Right. So, have you ever had a lawyer? Have you ever retained or hired or needed a lawyer? I have.
Yep.
So, listen, we both have in our times have used a lawyer. And in those conversations, listen, part of it's personal. Part of it's just business. Part of it is personal. The idea that I no longer have a client-attorney privilege of secrecy, the idea that that lawyer can no longer advocate for me in confidence, based on confidential information, and I know, listen, I listen to all kinds of different voices here from different perspectives. Bernstein, the FBI raid was about scaring the hell out of the president. And I add my own note, skip all that silly constitutional stuff. The end justifies the means, really. See, Bernstein, of course, he's trying to live his glory days, and the media chamber has echoed his words like it was something that came down from Mount Olympus. The irony to it is that we're still talking about Stormy Daniels and a supposed one-night stand. I don't know who paid $130,000, but this is not a constitutional crisis. It's the supposed payment to the supposed one-night stand of an absolute tramp. I don't know how else to say it. We got to get our feet back on the ground here and start asking ourselves, does the Fourth Amendment with search and seizure have no value? Oh, Mike, a judge signed it. You mean one of those partisan judges? Yes. Oh, well, that's fair and prudent, isn't it? Jurisprudence. And, folks, I got to tell you, I despise what's become of our judiciary. I can't cloak my contempt for them, to use their word. I can't, because they are political. They make Washington, D.C. look like a picnic in many ways. You don't have enough money. Let's go make a deal. 97% of the deals are plea bargained in the hallway, because that's how much contempt they have for our legislators that create laws. But yet this thing with Stormy Daniels is a major off-the-hook constitutional crisis. Gag me. What do you think, Miles?
Yeah, I was going to say, so the conversation I have with my priest or my doctor or my attorney needs to be subordinated to a porn star?
Well, weren't you, didn't you feel more warm and fuzzy when they told you that what they found rose this to a higher level that superseded any of those things like the Fourth Amendment?
And you know what? I mean, so, and maybe I'm just a nut job, in which case I'll plead guilty. But, you know, the whole Stormy Daniels thing are two consenting adults. I mean, pardon me, I'm not advocating it, but...
Well, what they're wanting to say...
Everybody was all in, right?
Well, that's what Clinton said. Listen, what they're talking about, though, is not what happened, but how it was attempted to be covered up, and was this an FEC, Federal Elections Commission, violation, and did Trump look you in the eyeballs and point at you and say, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, that little teenage girl that came here to volunteer.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, Trump has not denied that, but the key difference is one happened while Bill was in the White House. One happened, what, 10 years before Trump even decided to run for president?
Yeah, you and I absolutely agree on these things. Now, listen, you got Bernstein on one side, but then you've got Dershowitz on the other side, who I recognize.
Who is a liberal, by the way.
He's a liberal, but he's a legal scholar, and his approach was very different than Bernstein and the Washington Post, New York Times at all. Justice Department violated Michael Cohen's constitutional rights just by seizing his records, said Alan Dershowitz, the one the left normally loves, and right now they're wanting to burn him at the stake. They can't have it both ways. This is not a partisan thing. It should be honesty and constitutional law. This can't, you can't have it both ways, folks. Those folks that want to burn Trump at the stake, that are willing to shred even their own values to achieve it, oh my goodness, you folks are a lot of work. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
It's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
ABC made a big swing with Sunday's George Stephanopoulos sit-down with James Comey. The interview fetched nearly 10 million viewers on a night that was dominated by CBS's Academy of Country Music Awards. The former FBI director has a new book coming out. Here's a portion of the interview where he talked about President Trump and if President Trump was fit to be the leader of the free world.
Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Currently, President Donald Trump is meeting with Hispanic business leaders in Florida discussing the effects of the tax cuts on their companies. This is USA Radio News.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice.
Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello Tours.
Oh, Pirello Tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, oh, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello Tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirello's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And Mike, how's that chair doing over there? You've been squirming a lot.
I'm telling you, someone's got my chair out of adjustment, folks. That's a big deal. I'm just saying, listen, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Miles Bauer. Miles, let's change direction again, this time from the Washington Examiner. By the way, before I proceed, is the Washington Examiner a neutral party that shares everyone's views, or are they left or right, you know?
No, I haven't noticed a bias.
Well, they say in their headline, one of their several headlines, Millennial Poll, Historic Youth Wave Coming in 2018. Dems outnumber GOP 2-1. And my little subnote here is, like in Texas? So, don't know. What do you say, Miles Bauer? Is there a millennium blue wave coming our way?
Yeah, you know, based off the outturn that occurred in the state of Illinois, yep, the millennials went MIA relative, right, to the primaries.
Right.
And given that apparently all of these outlets said Trump had no path to 270, I kind of laugh at articles like that.
I do, because thus far the proof has been not in their favor. Miles, what is a millennial? What do they define a millennial as? I'm looking it up. A person reaching young adult in the early 21st century. That's about as generic as you can get.
Yeah, what is it, like 18 to 25?
Well, I guess so. Listen, the reason I'm saying that is it's certainly first to vote people. I thought it was the next group up, but that'd be Sarah's Xanax. I still can't say that word. I have so much fun with her on that. The problem that I have with it, folks, is that that's just not the reality of it. And we can see that in, I don't care how they poll. And by the way, I don't even know how they're being polled, because the overwhelming majority of them are on cell phones. So that doing a poll on a cell phone is not a science. It's a joke. Just, I'm telling you a political fact. That's what my political consultant had on. It's nonsense. It is meaning nothing. That aside, when I look at primaries, it doesn't matter whether they're Republican or whether they're Democrat or Libertarian, by the way, although Libertarians do run a little bit younger. When you look at who votes in a primary, it is typically 20 years, there's difference, 20 years older in a primary than who votes in the general election. More people turn out in the general by far. Usually it's roughly 10% or less of eligible voters, not registered voters, in a primary. When they write these kind of articles, this is a push article. In my view, this is an editorial. This is designed to cause an effect. And the problem with their attempt is that the millennials, and by and far and large, they're not reading this stuff. Old people are. This is, you know, the average voter in a primary is in their 50s, not in their teens, not 23. That's not to say that they don't show up, but to say there's a wave, time will tell. Time always does, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at the actual hard results of the primaries in the state of Illinois,
right,
I've got to ask myself, why would somebody think the millennials are going to make a difference when they're MIA?
Listen, here's the backside to that, though, Miles. We've watched Speaker Paul O'Ryan this week announce that he is not going to be running for Congress at all. So forget speakership. He's not running for Congress at all. The media would point to him, and I can't remember the number anymore, but a fair number of other mostly U.S. representatives, a couple senators that are not seeking re-election, and they offer that. They're saying, look, forget our polls. They're internal polls, so they don't have a chance, so they're bailing. They use that as a buttress to making this point about whether or not the millennial blue wave is coming. What say you on that?
Yeah, I kind of laugh about that. I mean, Ryan, to me, has always been kind of a smoke and mirrors establishment guy. He wavered more than Lude did.
Wow.
On Trump.
You mean Lude, our resident Cruz Trump publican?
Yeah. And I'm saying, Lude, you know, you would think Lude was in the dictionary underneath waving, and Ryan even made Lude look like he was stable.
Yeah, if you look up Squishy, you'll find a picture of Ludwig von Wiedendorski. He is the pitcher of Squishy. By the way, folks, if just in case you're curious, our fake book messenger is blowing up right now. He is Squishy. He is somewhere between Trump and Paul Ryan. So
I think he's ready to jump out of his squishy skin.
Too funny. McCarthy plays inside game in shadow campaign for speakership. That's from thehill.com. Scalise is out. From what I can tell, he's out in front in what will be, whether it's a speakership or minority leader, according to the liberals. We don't know, but Scalise, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't have any science here, so my poll is as good as their poll. I think Scalise is out in front. I think McCarthy, this is terrible of me to say, I think he'll have a tough time just because of his name. Is that shrill? Miles, what's he just saying? You see what I'm getting at? McCarthyism and all that, I just think there's a tag tied to that, and I'm not, by the way, folks, don't misunderstand me. McCarthy's a fine person. But I am saying that some of these names have tags to them. It'd be like, just some of them are tough to get beyond.
Well, but I mean, some of it is, this is not about meritocracy, right? This is about politics.
Keep in mind, though, it is kind of about meritocracy, because often, and I don't know about D.C. so much, but definitely on a state level, these folks that end up in leadership positions are more often than not seen as the folks that have the best ability at raising funds, money, because it's often, not often, it's always about money, and that's the reason for that, folks, is because it's about re-election. So they need to spend gobs of money to get your attention, and that's the truth of it. It's how Facebook is successful, because they're doing ads, and everyone's trying to get your attention in a very, very divided market. So when they look at McCarthy or Scalise or anybody else that's floating their name, one of the questions on rank-and-file congressmen and women have to be, can that person raise money to support the caucus? That's got to be one of the chief, if not the chief, question.
Yeah, but I mean, it has nothing to do if you're qualified.
It does, in the sense that, listen, folks can't have it both ways. I'll hear a lot of people say, well, Mike, there's nothing but big money in the Republican Party, or big money in the Democratic Party, by the way, same exact verbiage. And I'll say, well, great, how much money did you send in? Well, I didn't send any in, because I'm not sending any in. Well, we all know it takes money. That just leaves the big power brokers there. And that's the problem, at least as I see it, on the money side of this issue. If the folks across the fluted plain in majority can't send in $25 or $50 to support the things that they espouse, and that only leaves the guys and the ladies that can write a check for $1 million, about $5,000 here, $10,000 there. I mean, that's who ends up controlling the vacuum, and it's, in my view, what the establishment really is. It's about check writers, as I said to you back during the primary. It's about check writers and check cashers, and the American people, by far and large, have decided not to be check writers. I think that's a very, very true statement. Do you still disagree with me, Miles Bauer?
Well, I mean, you know, so I acknowledge the reality, but I don't acknowledge that our rights and our freedom comes from our checkbook.
I absolutely agree with you that they ought not to come from our checkbook. But the reality of it taking 60 impressions just to get the average citizen to remember a candidate's name, much less that candidate's cause and message, the reality of that is that we, by not paying attention, by being disengaged, we almost, by default, demand that money be the answer. You know, I've got that picture of my office that shows the whole town square standing out in front of two candidates. The whole town is there. They listen to them both spiel, and then they went and voted. Well, we don't pay attention like that. You'd be tough to get five people standing out in the street to listen. And that is a problem, and to me it is the problem that allows the swamp to be the swamp. Listen, we've got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Back we are, ready to wrap it.
We are, folks. We are in it. Listen, normally we do an enigma, but today there's just so much out there that we're just going to keep on keeping on, except for a really brief, short enigma, and that's that Miles and I don't entirely agree on that last topic before we went to break, but Ludwig agrees with both of us because he's even squishy on that. Okay, shame on me. Moby op-ed sparks backlash for arguing food stamps shouldn't pay for junk. I don't think that him and I entirely agree on this topic, but in general and in principle, we do. By the way, I had no idea who he was. I had to look him up. An electronic pop music star who moonlights as a pretentious, this is their words, vegan. Miles, what is your thought? What should food stamps go for? I didn't think they used food stamps anymore, by the way. I thought there were bridge cards and visas and all kinds of stuff. But where should your tax for food go for?
Well, so you would think that you would want to keep folks who are in need nutritionally taken care of.
That means a whole bunch of junk food.
Yeah, I was going to say, but when I go to my local Jewel here in Chicago and I see the folks who are on...
Assistance,
yeah. I see a lot of soda bottles and a lot of... potato chips, but that's just me. That's just based off what I've seen.
I think the point of Moby's comment in the interview that he offered, and I'm putting some words in his mouth, so I'll disclose that up front. You folks can go see this at eater.com. I think what he was saying is that folks that are receiving assistance have a higher propensity of being heavier people. And listen, I don't know the stats on it, so let me tell you up front, I don't know that that's what Moby is saying. And if that's true, Miles, it goes to your point. Now, I remember back in the days when folks had the colored money, at least in Michigan, that was food stamps. So you knew who was standing in front of you and who was what. And I'm not after embarrassing anybody. If they are genuinely in need, and this is a short-term proposition to make sure especially children are fed, but it goes to your point. When you look at everything on the checkout counter and it's all a bunch of absolute junk, part of it, in my mind, goes to a sense of a lack of value for the dollars that they're spending. I know that when I look back at my own life, those things that were given to me ran through my fingers like water or sand, and those things that I had to work for, I still have either them or the results therein. And it's just that it is a life's truism. I know that some folks don't agree with me. I can only tell you from my experience. So when I see the junk that's on the cart going to the cash register, that's the first thought that comes to my mind, is that they're not valuing the dollar the way I do, because I've had to earn mine, and it goes to what my daughters used to say. I think most parents have heard this from young teenagers. Well, Dad, I had to pay for that with my money, as if the money they earned somehow has a greater value than the money I've earned. So, what, Miles, how do you see this topic?
Yeah, I mean, and I know folks that'll say, this comes from a lack of education. I don't know if I necessarily buy into that, but I do find it very interesting how I'm showing up with my cash versus they are showing up with their, as we have in Illinois, a link card.
Sure. Yeah, so they've got different things than you've got, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here buying, completely different menu than they have.
Now, you don't think there's anything to the adage that says you've got a master's degree and they may not have graduated from high school? You don't think that education plays a part in this decision? And I'm being earnest with that question. Not wanting to sound squishy like Ludwig, but...
I do, but to a point, because I have people that want to defend them and say, well, they're just not educated enough.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Is that truly the case? So, in other words, I might have a few extra pounds, and I don't know why I do, and that's why I've got this gallon of ice cream sitting here in the checkout.
Right.
So, I mean, some of this is like, okay, you can hide behind education a little bit, but at some point you have to ask yourself, I'm still a person.
Right. I think some of it is the result of how folks live in the generations rather than generation. I think that has a lot more to do with it than education. I don't have a master's degree. I'm not, you and Ludwig both are vastly ahead of me on the education curve, but I can spend 30 seconds on DuckDuckGo.com because I won't go to Google, they lie to me, and I can look up a reasonable menu. And by the way, of fairly inexpensive things, because the other thing that the left will trumpet, it's my play on words for the day, is that they eat poorly because they don't have enough money to eat well. And I passionately, categorically reject that as abstract nonsense. In fact, it's the opposite. When I look at their cart versus my cart, they're spending more money. Forget where the money came from. They're spending more to eat junk food than I am to eat healthy food. That's a fact. It's an undeniable fact. Just math, as I have said too much, according to Ludwig. So, what do you think, Miles? Is that
right?
Yeah,
and I mean, there's no sin in eating junk food.
Right.
It comes back to a sense of balance.
Everything in proportion.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, some folks will get really, really ultra focused on the diet, and I think in my own mind, at least for me, that would keep me constantly focused on the food. And I wasn't trying to turn this into that debate or that dialogue, but the overall reaching thing is that we've got a lot of problems. Some of them are health related. Some of it goes to why our health costs are so high. Is that these things are not being paid attention to. So when I look back at K through 12, 13 years of a rounded formal public education, and folks don't know that Twinkies are less healthy than a burger or whatever, sometimes it gets to the point where you're going, serious? Really? I don't know how 13 years could elapse. Well, I guess they don't do home ec anymore, right? Remember home economics class? Brian, did you have that in school?
I remember it, but I don't. I can't recall much of what we learned there.
Did you skip that year?
No, I didn't do any skipping. But it was just basic stuff like
how to make an egg.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff I knew anyway because I was taught that by my parents.
That's exactly what I was trying to get someone into saying. This stuff comes from the home, and it's what I've said on almost every topic we talk about that has anything to do with society, or even the sustaining of our union of states. It's about family.
Right. It's just restricting, can't have dessert until you finish your meal. You can't have, we were only allowed to drink soft drinks maybe a couple times a week.
That was limited. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, and I'm 57 now, I remember as a young kid going to the local restaurant, Big Boy. Well, I grew up on the other side of the state. Big Boy was a big, big thing back then. Just a regular middle-class family restaurant.
Right.
That wasn't something we did multiple times a week. That was a big event.
It was very special.
It was a special thing, and we didn't wear blue jeans with a butt crack showing because it was a special event that was taken a little bit more seriously. Miles, was that the environment you grew up in?
Oh, yeah.
I think the absence of that, where there's not a lot special or sacred anymore, is in part of the problem with all of these topics we talk about. I'm trying to draw a string through them because I think the string belongs drawn right through the middle of all of this.
It seems like parents maybe were pacifying their kids with the food.
Yeah, it's what
just giving in to their, to get them out of their hair.
We did a spot on that a while back, and I talked about that fact. I even included it in one of these 60-second things that we produce on the weekends, that raising children is not about here's your iPad and there's the refrigerator and I'll be back at 10. That's not what being a parent is about. And it shows up. Even Moby and I, the more I've read about him and I don't agree on much, but we do agree on this topic, that folks can employ some common sense. The information is accessible. You can't say you didn't know it. Right, Miles?
Yep, exactly.
That's how I'm seeing it. Listen, Ludwig. Ah, poor Ludwig. All right, I'm hearing music. That means I got to ask you, do me a personal favor. Go to the renegaderiver.com. Take a visit there. If you're not seeing what you want, shoot me an email. Mostly, go to themikehewittshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, absolutely Twitter and Instagram, because according to Ludwig, you're not a business unless you're on social media. So we are a... That's what he said. I'm just saying. Yeah. Miles Bauer, thank you very much. Brian, thank you. And most of all, folks, without you, this wouldn't be a show. I genuinely appreciate you joining us each morning. Have a great day, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principal, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principal, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.